It is March 1st. That's right, baby. We are 2 months into this decade. We're going into the third month of this decade, and I'm super, super excited to be here. But welcome to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. I've created this podcast as a way to reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future, all while hopefully inspiring you and others to light up your own space. This world is crazy. Super crazy, and the only way we can change it is one person at a time, who is positive and bringing light to whatever space that they touch, and hopefully we can do that together. I would love, love, love to build a community with you. In order to do that, though, in order to build this community, I need your help. If you could, on wherever you listen to podcasts, please review, rate, like, subscribe, and share this with 3 friends so that we can build a community together. But also, I would love to hear from you, and I would love for you to help design this podcast into what you want it to be. Share your ideas with me at thelightpodcast@gmail.com. That is indeed thelightpodcast@gmail.com. But anyway, enough of the small talk. I'm super excited to go ahead and dive into this week's episode of The Light. I believe that I had just turned 20, very beginning of my 20s. And I remember talking to my older cousin who was in her mid-20s. I was getting ready to graduate from college, getting ready to start my life. And something about 20, when I turned 20, it hit me different. And I felt like I was an actual adult at that point. I know 18 is, yeah, you're legal, whatever, whatever. But 20 hit me different. And in talking to my cousin and processing with that, she basically validated me. It was like, your feelings are real, girl. I understand. I feel you. Here's a book, though, that I read that helped me, and maybe it could help you too. That book was The Defining Decade. Why your 20s are important and how to make the most of them now. Keyword, now. That book is by Meg J. And essentially, the concept and the premise of the book is that in society, there is this misconception that your 20s is a decade where you could just be reckless, a decade where you could just have fun, you could be selfish, do whatever you want. And then by your 30s, you are just supposed to magically be responsible. Meg J. in The Defining Decade argues that 20-somethings, as she calls them, really should be focusing on how to make your 20s intentional and how to build things for the future of your life. Doesn't mean that you don't have fun. Doesn't mean that you might not make crazy decisions and do crazy things. But in doing that, still in the back of your mind, being a little bit mindful about what you want your life to look like and how to set that up. And in reading the book, I understood it. I was with it. I understood where Meg was coming from, sis. You know, I was like, okay, I get it. Great. I love it. And in theory, it was all amazing. And then I think I eventually actually graduated from college and haven't really thought about the book until a couple of months ago, or to this year, really. For those of you that don't know, a lot of you do. Essentially, I am smack dab in the middle of my 20s, but most of my 20s essentially has been me trying to figure out things like most people. I went to undergrad, graduated from undergrad. According to society, I took a very long time to find a full-time job that paid a decent amount. Once I finally found the job that was supposed to be the job of my dreams to set me up for success, I quickly realized that I hated it and needed to get out of the whole entire field of marketing. That was what my degree is in business and corporate America. And I decided to pursue my master's in higher education, go to school full time, take a pay cut. That's what I'm doing right now. That journey will be over in May. And I'm pursuing a career in education and still figuring out the inner workings of that. In that process, though, what I have realized at the beginning of this year, there are a lot of things that I have missed, and I want to spend some time sharing, reflecting on that and sharing some of the things that I've missed and just talking about it. So if you would indulge me for a second, the biggest thing that I realized in reflecting back on when I read this book 5 years ago and thinking about where I'm at in my life currently is that things don't just happen. My biggest goals, the biggest things that I am working on right now is financial freedom. And this is a very new establishment. And hopefully building and having a successful relationship and getting married and starting a family. Those are two things that I've been thinking about recently. But I've recently really put focus on that because things don't just happen. You don't just wake up financially free. You don't just wake up married or with the family. Well, you could wake up with the family, but anyway, whole nother thing. But there are things that you have to put in place. So I want to talk about both of those things and what I've learned, biggest things that I've learned in both of those things, and what I'm doing to propel myself forward. So thinking about financial freedom. So this is a very new development, and it came out of a conversation with a really, really good friend about, I think it was just about like credit and about debt. And it hit me that I really didn't know the amount of my debt. I've had specifically student loan debt. I've had the debt forever, haven't really touched it, haven't really needed to, didn't really think. There's a culture around this as well in society, like this is what you have to do, pay it when you need it, whatever, whatever, and just really haven't thought about it. And I have been that way forever. Well, not forever, since I've graduated. Living, and I think the biggest thing for me is doing things that I cannot necessarily afford. So just be even beyond student loan debt, thinking about credit, thinking about cars, like doing things that I couldn't afford in the moment, but thinking that I had to do it that way because there was not any other options. And now I've been exposed to this world of Dave Ramsey, which I have never heard of him before until maybe like 2 months ago. And now I'm completely obsessed and super into his theory, super into his ideas about what it means to build wealth. And the first step of that is becoming debt-free. So I am announcing, and I typically don't announce journeys like this, but I'm announcing that that is the journey that I am currently on. And so far already, I have learned how to save better and how to budget. What I realized is that I have never had a budget in my life. When people typically would ask me, Amira, how good are you with money? Like, what? I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm good with money because I see it as long as my account is not on zero, we're doing good. But pulling up statements, pulling up things, I've realized that there are a lot of pieces and money that I've had that I could not tell you where it went. Most of my money for the last 4 or 5 years, I can't really tell you what I did with it. Pretty sure it has something to do with vacations. Pretty sure it has something to do with happy hours. Could probably guarantee that it has a lot to do with restaurants and eating out. And just even in this last month, I've been on this journey for a month. Today marks a month. I have realized that I have not been budgeting. So I realized the power in budgeting and really seeing where my money is going. I'm also a person who I don't put a whole lot of emphasis on money. It's a very, I believe capitalism is the death of us all. But in the same vein, I do believe that to do a lot of the things that I want to do, there is a certain amount of money that I need. And I think about my future a lot. I think about my future children a lot. I think about what I want my legacy to be. And as much as I can say I don't like money, there is a certain amount of it. I don't personally aspire to be a millionaire, but I do want to not be broke. And anytime I tell people, I used to say it a lot a couple years ago that I was broke, people be like, don't say that, don't say that. But lately, looking at it, while I have money, money is coming in, my mentality is broke. Paying for things that I really can't pay for, getting things that I really can't afford. And I'm in the process of changing that, and it's going to be hard. I already have things lined up that I am currently trying to pay for, but that is the journey that I'm on. And I've been inspired to go on that journey, thinking about my future and what I really want it to look like. So when I get married, right, I'll be going in with that debt. What does it look like if I have a partner who doesn't have debt, right? They now inherit that. They are now a part of that. And I want to at least come in with it with a plan, at least come in with it being responsible. And I've just really realized I'm just on that wave of financial freedom and what it really means to be financially free. And a lot of it is just about prioritizing managing things, which I teach to my students all the time, not necessarily in terms of money, but just in terms of time and all of those things. But I think it can apply. And I'm tired of being afraid. Like the reason why I didn't know how much I owe, because it just is always this ominous cloud above my head. And I just never wanted to look at it because it was too scary. But now I'm ready to face it head on and really get into and dig into that journey. So my life, I believe, is going to look a little bit different as I process that. But that is something that I'm working on. So I'm at the very beginning of that journey. I plan to shed light. I want to talk more about that too, about specifically debt and this concept of money that we have in this country or really in the world and what that looks like. I want to pin that, and we're going to talk about that in another episode. But that's one thing that I want to take from the defining decade, because she talks about finances, and I want to take that and apply that to really being intentional about that in the future. The second thing that I am currently working on is something that we typically don't see as a goal, is marriage and building a family. My mom has said for as long as I can remember that marriage should be treated as a goal. It's not something that is just going to happen. Now, with this, she doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be, that I need to be walking around the street with a poster on my chest saying, hey, I'm ready to get married. I want to get married. Would you marry me? Not necessarily that, but in the way that my actions should do that. So even dating, being active in dating. Dating, I believe there's also a misconception, and this, we're going to pin this for another episode too, about the, we romanticize dating, and granted, dating is romantic, but it's very, this, we have this very romantic perception of what dating is, what love is, what marriage is, and the practicality is a little bit taken out of it. So even when we think about meeting, or the idea of soulmates, the idea that there is this one person out of the billion people on earth that is designed specifically for us, and then we even break that down and we think that we are going to just meet that person. They're just going to come to us in a grocery store. They're just going to come to us at a bar. They're going to hit us with their car and fall in love. Those ideas are things that I know I'm guilty of thinking about. And over the last year or so, I've been really intentional about putting myself out there. In this culture, online dating is just one of those things. That's how we do it right now. Doesn't mean that is the only way to do it. Doesn't mean that you won't meet, that I won't meet Mr. Right in a grocery store or wherever you meet, one meets Mr. Right. But being intentional about dating, and in being intentional about dating, when I am dating, dating with a purpose. So I know my purpose is this thing. Granted, I know my purpose is marriage. Granted, you don't have to be ready to get married today. But if you're not, if that is not a goal of yours, that's not something you're seeking, then honestly, we're not on the same page, and I need to move forward. And that's honestly something that I have not, this is a recent thought of mine, not dating haphazardly, dating with purpose. And beyond that, so all of those pieces as well. But for me in particular, when I think about my flaws and when I think about my imperfections and marriage, I always say that I want marriage, but marriage and finding that commitment to somebody is work. Work that is going to take me to break down barriers that I have, the walls that I have built up, and I have to be vulnerable. I have to work within myself to gain confidence to know that I am worthy of someone that can give me that and not accept anything less. And that, my friends, is hard work. I am in the process of doing that as we speak, and it is literally one of the hardest things I've had to do. But I have to do that. I cannot expect a man to come to me perfect, come to me whole, when I am not even offering that back, right? Like, I can't expect that when I'm not offering that back. So there is work that I have to do in spotting him, but also work that I have to do on myself to make sure that when I spot him, he's able to spot me too, and we're able to be on the same page. And whew, that's taking a lot for me to share, but that's where I'm at. So it's not something that is just going to happen. I'm not going to just wake up married and madly in love. That's something I have to work towards. And that work is not always romantic. That work doesn't always look like it does in the movie. Sometimes it actually looks pretty terrible and like something you never want to do. But also that I'm not going to just wake up financially free. I have to budget. I have to plan. I cannot say yes to everything. I cannot go to every happy hour. I cannot go to all the wine festivals, at least temporarily for this season, until I'm able to accomplish my goal so that I can set myself up for my future and be able to do those things without depriving myself in the present. So, wow, I feel like this was a really deep first episode of the reformat. And I think this is a great place to end it. But I want to hear from you. I want to know what you did in your 20s, what you are doing in your 20s to set yourself up for success in future decades. So what is a defining thing that you're doing to set yourself up please, I want to hear from you. Please share that with me and share any other topics that you would like me to dive into. Share those with me at thelight@gmail.com. Excuse me, thelightpodcast@gmail.com. That is indeed the thelightpodcast@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. Also, as we are building this community of people, please, please feel free to share, like, subscribe to this podcast. 5-star ratings are super helpful so that we can spread the word about this podcast to get others to join this journey. I would super, super appreciate that. But in the meantime, I want you to find something this week that you can light up in your own space. And I wish you nothing but love, peace, and blessings. This is The Light Podcast. Thank you for joining me.